All right, joining us, we love having people on. This is a great book. It really is. It's so well done. It's called Finally, and the Phillies finally win a World Series in 1980. It's done by Jay Daniel, and Jay works and lives in Indianapolis, Indiana, works for Indiana University. If you're in the Bay Area and you go up to the Book Tree in Montclair, David can get all these books. It's a McFarland book, and check it out there. But, Jay, I'm happy to have you on. The book is about 1980. It's a resurgence of the Phillies. They finally got it together, and the world was changing, too. And it's a great combination of those two subjects. So we love having you on. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the book.
Oh, thanks for having me, Marty. I wish I was there at the ballpark with you. It's a beautiful yard. I've been out there a couple times. So it was a lot of fun to write this book. I was 12 years old when the Phillies won the World Series, turned 13 a couple weeks later, and that team has always been special to me. I grew up in Southwest Ohio as a big Phillies fan. And I think when you're in that age range, middle school, grade school, and a team that you root for wins a championship, that team is always going to be special to you. I could name more members of the 1980 Phillies team than I could of the 2019 Phillies team. It was a lot of fun to write it. And it was a big part of it was going back and rereading and rediscovering a lot of things. As someone who grew up, I grew up in Southwest Ohio. And so you know, I obviously knew what went on as a general rule for the season, but you don't get the insights in 1980 in Cincinnati about the Reds or the Giants or the A's or any other team when you're living in Cincinnati, in the Cincinnati area. So it was a lot of fun to go back and reread and having the access now online to all the newspapers that you do. It was a lot of fun to reread it or to reread some of those stories, discover a whole bunch of new stories and sort of weave them all together.
How did you come up with the title for the book? And as I spelled it for everyone, finally, but P-H-I-N-A-L-L-Y, obviously with Philadelphia prominently in the title.
Well, I think that was sort of a play a little bit on the World Series film that year. I actually saved up. When I was, again, living in Cincinnati, went to the Northgate Mall in Cincinnati and saved up $60 in 1981 to buy a Betamax copy of the 1980 World Series film, to date myself tremendously. And there was a guy, I remember, at the beginning of that movie who was sort of just being interviewed, a fan holding up a finger saying, you know, finally we're here. And then that was, you know, there's certainly no shortage of the play of PH in Philly's lore, so it kind of became an easy title.
All right, very good. To bring people up to the date, they won the World Series in 1980. They were in the World Series in 1950, but then you got to go back to 1915, I believe. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, there is a lot of futility in the Phillies franchise, and that was another interesting part for me to go back, and I went into some detail with that in the first chapter of just talking about kind of how bad this franchise was, especially in the 1940s when they, one year I think they finished 62 and a half games out of first place.
Come on, they kicked the owner out for gambling.
Exactly, yeah. They had two owners banned, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of interesting history, and then I delved a little bit into the Eddie Waitkus story, who he became the inspiration for
The Natural.
For The Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that, and then, you know, the Whiz Kids in 1950, but then slowly at the beginning of the 70s, they started to turn things around, and that's when they started to draft well and had a lot of homegrown players that start to develop in the middle of the 1970s, and they won the division in 76, 77, and 78. Then they go out and get Pete, and everyone thinks that's going to be the year. And then they had a lot of injury problems, kind of underperformed. And so there was talk heading into 1980 that maybe this was going to be the last hurrah for that group of guys because they had a lot of money invested in that team, and it was sort of put up or shut up time. And fortunately for Phillies fans, they did put up that year. So it was a lot of fun for those of us in Philadelphia and then far away for Philadelphia fans to watch that team.
Well, it's a good story. All that is in there that Jay Daniel just described. The name of the book is Finally. Jay Daniel, you can get it from McFarland or all the local outlets, and I have the Book Tree up in Montclair. Before I let you go, one thing I want to mention. You do connect the world of 1980 to this Philly team. What is that connection?
I think I wanted to ground people in what was going on in the world at the time, and specifically in America. And so it's obviously a baseball book, but I wanted the reader to read, to go into, oh, I remember that, you know. And so I talked about, you know, movies that came out that year. You know, The Shining was released that year. That was the Who Shot J.R. summer. Mount St. Helens erupted that year. And so I wanted to kind of ground people and put people in that era, in that time, so that there was a lot of, you know, it's not just a baseball book. And the other thing I really wanted to do, Marty, to be honest, is I didn't want to do a lot of play-by-play. I didn't want to get into, in the sixth inning, this guy doubled and that scored this guy. You know, I mean, you can get that from Baseball Reference. And so I wanted to try to get as much into behind the scenes as I could, tell as many stories as I could. I read a whole bunch of books, a whole bunch of newspaper articles, to try to tell some stories behind the stories. And hopefully that was the goal of the book, or that I achieved that in writing the book.
Yeah, I love the connection to the world in baseball, as you connect free agency, the economic changes in the world, and how everything sort of filtered into baseball, and you do a good job of connecting that together, and I like that part as well. Hey, great having you on. I appreciate it. You're welcome anytime, and if you have another book coming out, absolutely keep me in mind, and we'd love to have you on.
Definitely. I'm working on one right now, so I appreciate you having me, Marty, and thanks so much.
All right. Where are you on Twitter? I know you you have a Twitter handle as well.
Yes, at jdaniel2033, and then I also am on, I have a Facebook page at 80s Baseball.
Terrific. Thanks, Jay. Anytime.
Thanks so much, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, very good. We love talking about these things. And the Phillies have a tortured history. 1915 to 1950. Owners are kicked out of baseball for gambling. Judge Landis wouldn't let Bill Veeck have the team in the early 40s. He was going to bring a Negro League team and get rid of all the Philly players and do that. And Landis heard that and wouldn't let him do that. So it's a lot of what was going on in the country at that time. And Jay picks it up in the 70s and 80s, so a nice book.